I was just wondering if you'd ever heard of the word anti-godlin.
I've heard it. Okay. I've heard it.
You have heard it?
Yes, I've heard it.
Do you know what it relates to or how you would use it?
No, but I've heard it, but I don't.
Okay. Just a few minutes of tape left, so I just wanted to ask you a couple. Do you know if you could just fill me in some on the history of the area and about Larkspur?
Mm-hmm.
If you could tell me a little bit about what the town looked like when your family first got here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it was very different than it is now.
Oh, yes, quite a bit.
I mean, what kind of buildings did they have here?
Well, we had right here where that house is set now, there used to be a hotel at that time, a two-story hotel. And next to it over here with this garden of that my neighbor there used to be a dry goods store there.
Okay.
Then from there, they, where them big trees are, that fences over there, they used to have a little building there of, they sold all kinds of, what do you call them, curios, yeah. And then from there, a little around the corner was a grocery store, big grocery store by J.P. used to run it. Then just west of it was a big garage and station. That's where they used to work on cars there. And across it was, there was nothing there where that building is now, but south of, across the street there, was the creamery.
Okay.
Big building there. And in that one, south side of the street, there was the creamery offices there, and there was a restaurant there, and there was a grocery store there. And then across the creek, after the circus quit coming in, they had another building there where they used to, kind of a beauty shop there. Mm. And they used to serve snacks there. And they had pool tables there for men to go play pool.
Did they have anything like a saloon?
No.
Or a place where men would go and
No.
Did they have no bars?
No bars here.
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's really interesting.
No.
Tell me what the creamery was. What is a creamery?
Well, the creamery, they processed the milk there. They had cream and milk and made cheese and cottage cheese.
Did people bring their... Was there a dairy there, or did people bring their milk?
No, they brought it in.
So ranchers and farmers in the area would bring
it. I remember during the wagon days, and the horses used to come in to bring in their milk, and they brought it to the creamery.
Okay, so it was kind of a processing plant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's real interesting. That's very rare. Not many places had it.
It was there for years until the flood took it away.
Mm-hmm.
There was a flood.
Mm-hmm.
In 65.
Mm-hmm.
What is this creek called right here?
Plum Creek.
Plum Creek. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there was a flood along.
Mm-hmm.
Did that wipe out most of this area?
Oh, they wiped all the trees and every shrubbery and everything. It was clean through there.
What happened to your place here?
Nothing.
Well, nothing. Even in those homes over there, some of them got some water in it, but about, Bounds got about 2 feet of water in it.
Yeah, mud.
Mud.
We've done a lot of cleaning up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And manzanarises.
Yes.
Yeah. But it wasn't real, real deep then. I mean, but it was...
It was deep.
How deep did it get?
Oh, gosh. I imagine it was good 10, 12 feet.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and more than that.
Okay.
Yeah, it was within an inch coming in our place.
Huh.
The only thing it saved it was the railroad tracks that held it back quite a bit.
So that's what I was wondering. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if it got up into your home here, because it seems like you would have really...
Yeah. It was about an inch coming in.
Okay.
Just holding my breath.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
The basement got some.
Do you have a basement here?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Two rooms down there.
So after you got the boxcar kind of set up, then you built the, built
mm-hmm.
the basement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All dug by hand.